It is time for our headlines, and so to do both of these together, let's invite our dear brother Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom with a loud sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Brothers, sisters, fellow respected Hausa students and comrades, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We could have been anywhere in the world. We could have been back in the West. Think about what people are doing back over there, going to nightclubs. We could have been spending our Thursday nights in any way. There are people at home right now watching movies with their families. We could have been engaging in all sorts of entertainments. But for some reason, Allah gave you the tawfiq, dear brothers and sisters, to come here and to pray for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Why? Look at the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said that the Muslim ummah is one body. If one part is injured, the rest of the body stays awake. If one part is diseased, the rest of it will be awake with temperature and with fever. Meaning, dear brothers and sisters, that if we are a part of this ummah, then we will feel each other's pain. We will feel the pain of Palestine. It is that pain, dear brothers and sisters, which has brought you here tonight. And because of that, I ask Allah to bless you, to bless everybody who has come. And I extend my thanks to you all. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That Allah has saved us from all sorts of fudul and waste of time stuff. Look at this painting. Look at these. I mean, it is fascinating. This is what our children are doing. Subhanallah. Look at this. If this is not the generation of Imam al-Hujjatul Qa'im al-Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala faraja al-Sharif that we are raising, then what is it? We have to start believing that the time has come, dear brothers and sisters. We are raising a generation that is going to bring about the greatest change that human history has ever seen, inshallah. And it's going to start, inshallah, with the utter annihilation and destruction of the Zionist entity of Israel.
Death to Israel!
Death to Israel!
Death to Israel!
Death to Israel!
Death to Israel!
Death to Israel. Just a couple of headlines we have for you today, inshallah. The first is from Press TV. And remember, this is just as a recap. We're all getting these videos and these headlines, and we're getting these from WhatsApp and from all different friends and different groups that we're involved in. Alhamdulillah, this is a recap. From Press TV, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry, 219 people, including 63 children and 36 women, have been killed, and at least 1,530 others wounded in the Israeli bombardment of Gaza since May the 10th. One from RT, they said that Israeli airstrikes on Gaza resume as Tel Aviv thanks Biden administration for blocking UN statement calling for ceasefire. Another phenomenon that I just wanted to very quickly highlight here, and I don't know how many people here are actually aware of what took place. The mainstream media reported that the Zionists are going to perform a ground invasion into Palestine because of what one of the Israeli officials had leaked to the press. And so they announced it, the BBC, CNN, Fox News, all of them. They announced that a ground invasion is going to start, a ground invasion is going to start. Later on, we found out that all of these reports were false. Why did they leak this to the mainstream media? It later transpired that perhaps the reason was that they were trying to trick the Islamic resistance in Palestine to go into tunnels. Go into those tunnels so that Israel could then bomb those tunnels while all the soldiers are together. Alhamdulillah, the Islamic resistance saw through this deception and they didn't fall for the trap. But it just goes to show how much of a fundamental role media plays, even when it comes to the military offense. One from English Al-Manar, it says that Israeli circles say that elite forces of Hamas are as proficient as those of Hezbollah. The Middle East Eye also reported that Israel's use of Quran verse to justify Gaza bombardment has sparked anger. I don't know how many people have seen this. The Israeli official channel on Twitter posted a picture of Gaza being bombed, and along with that picture, they had Surah Fil. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعْلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Hello? Not the Palestinians, the Israelis posted this with the surah. Why? We have to ask ourselves why. We have to ask ourselves why they did this. And they said, the Israelis, they said, this is a reminder of God's ability to support those who are righteous over falsehood. Especially since Hamas is the arm of Iran that seeks to ignite the region. Can you believe them? Can you believe these dirty individuals? This is what the Zionists are. They use our own verses to mock the Islamic resistance. May Allah curse them, may Allah destroy them. And their destruction is coming very soon, inshallah. Inshallah. Press TV also announced that Zionist regime is facing eternal defeat, according to an IRGC commander. English Al-Banar, another one from them, says a Palestinian resistance fires dozens of missiles at Tel Aviv and other cities in the occupied territory. Now, the last thing that, the last kind of headline that I wanted to leave you brothers and sisters with is about Afghanistan, the atrocity that took place in Afghanistan. Both Ayatollah Sistani, the officers of Ayatollah Sistani and Imam Khamenei have condemned the attack that took place against the innocent people in Afghanistan. Imam Khamenei himself said, "May God damn the criminals who martyred innocent Afghans." Elsewhere in his remarks, he discussed the explosion at Kabul, praying that God, may God's damnation befall the criminals who started a bloodshed on innocent Afghan teenage girls. And on Saturday, two explosions shook the Dasht-e-Barchi neighborhood, leaving heavy casualties, including 85 dead and 147 injured. Does anybody doubt that this is part of the plot and the plan of America, the great Satan? Now, very last thing I want to leave you with, I've taken too much of your time as it is, but very quickly, you must have witnessed how many tremendous protests are taking place in support of Palestine, how the believers across the world have gathered in their huge numbers. And this isn't just Muslims, it's non-Muslims too. It's Christians, it's Jews even. It's people who don't even believe in God. They're coming onto a path and they're willing to make sacrifices to serve the cause of the oppressed. And you saw...
Allahu Akbar. Khamenei rehber. Ma akbar zidde vilayeti rafundi. Ma akbar Amerika. Ma akbar İngiliz. Ma akbar münafikin ve kuffar.
You saw protests in Dearborn, Michigan. You saw protests in Houston, Texas. You saw them in New York. You saw them in Chicago. You saw them in all major cities across the USA. You saw them in London. You saw them in Canada. You saw them in Toronto. You saw them in Kenya. You saw them across the African nations. Everywhere people were rising up. Now, here's the question. Across Europe as well, here's the question. Did the mainstream media get this news across to you? Did you hear about these protests from the mainstream media themselves? My guess is probably not. The question we have to ask ourselves is why? Why did the mainstream media not report on all of these huge protests when it's clearly and evidently a reality that the majority of people are opposing Israel, why didn't they report it? And it goes back to the saying of our beloved Sayyid Hassan al-Nasrallah in Lebanon, when he says that today we see the world divided into two camps, the camp of the oppressor and the camp of the oppressed. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدُ وَعَلَى مُحَمَّدُ